Rashi says that somebody very chashuv in the end of shlach. In the shlach, as Rashi says in the shlach, why we wear eight chutim at the tzitzis. Rashi says that the Davener, he says, shmona chutim sheba k'neged shmona yamim Yisrael. Mishvot Mitzrayim, at Amoshira al Hayam. They were show 8 days from saying Shira al Hayam. That's why it's kilo. And Pashit Rashi is it's kilo like a tikkun of the 8 days. They didn't say Shira al Allah until they said Shira al Hayam. We have to wear 8 chutim to be misaken those 8 days of show glam Shira. See at some Dura that we should have said Shira and with 8 days. So says the Gur Aryeh, what are the 8 days? It's only 7 days. They should have said Shira Erev Pesach when they knew they're going out and the next day they should have said Shira Erev Pesach that they're going out before they're going out. So Raya Neged. Neged Rav Chaim. That we say Shira before the Yeshua. Oh, see, we must say Shira. Any Yeshua we have, we must say Shira right away. Not wait. So they should have said Shira. Leave Mitzrayim, Erev Pesach. They waited 8 days. So today I'm talking that we have to all our life eight chutim. We have to say Shira. If you see a Dove Neira of saying Shira on any nes that happened to us, Shira, very chashuv thing. This is a Rashi, I'm a Koshesh, which says a Dove Neira. By you, by Midbar, by Yimsu, says Rashi, B'gnusan shol Yisrael, Dibra Kosev, Lo Shamru, El Shabbos Rishonah, one person in the Klal Yisrael was Chal Shabbos. Everyone was Shomer Shabbos. One person that's called Begnus of Yisrael, Dibra Kosov, the Mashma, all Klal Yisrael, is like a Taina on them. The one person, Mechel Shabbos, why is the Taina on the Klal Yisrael? The Belt says, Adora Neira, because if Klal Yisrael really will watch Shabbos b'charada b'shmira atzuma with a real covered rosh, then no one will do it. If Klal Yisrael is like a bit shvach and shvach, they we all shom Shabbos night like Yom Kippur. It's very kosher. Yom Kippur is by us is above Shabbos. Yom Kippur is very kosher. Yom Kippur, everyone's very afraid of Yom Kippur. So people that are not so from keep Yom Kippur, they fast because they're afraid of Kippur, because Kippur is like a very big day. But Shabbos is like so people come on Chal Shabbos. See, it's a gnus of Klal Yisrael, Dibra Kosim, Lo Shomru Ella, one Shabbos, one person, whole Klal Yisrael, Mekoshesh was not Shem of Shabbos, Mela, everyone, the whole Klal Yisrael is kilo. It's like a taina on the Klal Yisrael. We had Shabbos really with a big charada, and no one would do it. Since by us it's not such a big charada, then one person does it. Very chashuv thing here.
We could prevent Chil Shabbos from
it. Right. If we had Shabbos really stark by us, it's really chashuv oy, where everyone is heard on Shabbos, and knowing the avira goes in the world, in the whole where we are, and there's no Chil Shabbos.
How much could we affect
all the clients? Yeah, if we had Shabbos really, really, really stark, I don't know, effect, then there would be a unbelievable zach. If we had Shabbos stark, we were Shabbos stark, if you have Shabbat for us, it's like it'd be very, very chashuv and every halacha and everything and everything would be very how much we can affect. Let's try to have Shabbat as well. Try to have. We should have to. Shabbat has to be go up. It can't be like the dog it is now. It's like it's all not bad. It has to be go up a lot. Go up a lot. Be rise. Mea Milus has to rise. Mea Milus have to be very, very hurried. Very hurried. Very has to rise many, many Milus. Shabbos has to be chashiv. We have to wait for Shabbos. Wait for it. See, this is a pasuk in Baal Roscha. Very nice pasuk. It says something little. It says in Baal Roscha. A very pasuk nerva. It says Habiyom Simchaskem Moadechem Rosh Chodeshem. What's Simchaskem? Says the Sifri Shabbos. Moadechem Yontiv Rosh Chodesh Shabbos. Shabbos is Yom Simchaskem. Something. So. No shaykhis to that. Pashtis. Yom Simchaskem. Is that Yom Simchaskem? Is it? It's a nice day. It's a Yom Simchaskem. Like something Mordic. Very well, it's not that way. It's like we have to rise Maya Milus, not maybe more, at least Maya. To that Yom Simchaskem, something start. See, Rav Oba said now holding by Rav Yochanan. So Rav Oba said, I heard from him. Rav Oba said that the holy now is the earth side. Rav Yochanan 90 years. Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yochanan. Was it, and Shabbos changed to a new person. Wasn't the Bechlal, the one of the week, was a new person. The whole person changed. The whole, it wasn't Bechlal Nikar, who he was in the day, in week, and Rav Oba said he came to Mir on Tuesday, and he met the Mashgiach, talked to him, and he got Shiva, and little Shabbos came to give Shiva. He saw a new person sitting Mizrach, new person he never saw before in his life. He said, who is this? He says, Tfin. It's Mashkiach. He changed totally. With new person, something Mavil Ma'id. It's something such a holiness. Okay? It's, it needs a big, like the Be'er Ma'im Chaim, the famous person, Be'er Ma'im Chaim wrote the Siddur Shal Shabbos, the big cross, his Be'er in Tzfas. So on Shabbos, he grew taller. He grew, and how much taller, he changed totally. Whole new person. So Shabbos needs a big Yeshua. Yom Simchaskem needs a big Yeshua. Simchaskem has to have a big Aliyah. Okay? I don't know how to get it. We have to down for it.
Tell us what the first step is.
What the first step against Shabbos? We have to wait for Shabbos. Wait for it. Wait every day, Sunday. So see, Rav Chaim Brim said, after talk going with the Rebbe, Chaim Brim said that Rav Kaskel Abramsky, there's a tefillah in the week, we daven every Shabbos. We say, Hanchilenu Hashem Elokeinu Be'ava Shabbos Kodshecha. And we have food, we have challah, we have wine. What are we asking? We're asking for Shabbos. That daven, we're asking for Shabbos. So Kaskel Abramsky daven that tefillah Erev Shabbos morning, because he wanted to get Shabbos. Not, it's too late to daven on Lel Shabbos, it's already Maariv, so he daven Erev Shabbos morning, that tefillah, Hanchilenu. Abraham said we should daven that tefillah from Tzor Shabbos. If you want Shabbos, you have to daven that tefillah from Tzor Shabbos to get Shabbos in whatever Bechino will get it for. Let me see, that's the first step. Say Hanchilenu, Hashem Elokeinu, V'Avah, Shabbos, Shachar. I think he said the whole tefillah. Maybe we can say only one line of it. You have to want it. Maybe we'll say now daven mincha soon. Mincha, we'll daven hanchileinu and mincha today erev Shabbos, and we'll daven it all tefillahs all week next week, and maybe we'll get some daven of Shabbos. That's it. We're asking. Now we have food. We have food. We have food, challah, wine. So what are we asking? Hanchileinu, Shabbos. So, okay, Shem should help us. I saw a yid that had. I saw there's a holy yid that lived in near around us who we saw Motzei Shabbos. Shabbos face was like shining like an or Godel, Motzei Shabbos. So Hashem should help us. Rav Yochim we lived there many years ago. That dog, we haven't got that dog. A person who changes totally, Be'er Chaim, we didn't see him many years ago. So we have to get some. So that's it. We're davening for Shabbos. That's all. Achleinu is the tefillah for Shabbos. That's what's the Aleph, no? That's Aleph, no?
We should put it in.
Yeah, or in Elkanah Tzor. Yes, Achleinu or Elkanah Tzor. One of the two, Elkanah Tzor. Okay. But see, even to I know that many years, but I do that. Well, I'm more. Don't because you have to, even to get that, you have to want that. You have to want it. You have to something. Okay, maybe we should have to say that for every tefillah until then. Then maybe we'll get some diagram of Shabbos. Okay, very nice. Okay, so now we're holding by covered isha. So how you have your wife? This is the shayla. You have to honor our wives. Very important. Important to honor them, and they should find chen beinenu. So what's the way? The way is through knowing milus. That's the way, knowing our wife's milus. And Rabbi Finkel, I once spoke to him one time. Spoke to him, Harry Pumpkin. But one time, Hashem gave Sata Ishmaya, was a very good Rav the Rava. I had Rav the Rava in the week, so he told me. Rabbi told me, I'm Chaim Shlevitz. Found his wife every day 10 miles. 10 a day. He told me that. Fairish. 10 a day. He told me very marvel. 10 a day. It's like a gilui into godless. 10 a day makes a real kesher and real racha. And 10 a day. See, this is a very nice grua here. The grua says a very chashuv thing. The grua says a very, 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 very big yisod in Mishlei, in the Gra in Perek Tesvav of Dalit says, Orach Chaim Lemala Lemaskil Lematzur Mishal Mata. So the Gra says, Ha'adam Nikra Holech Tzurach Lelech Tamid Mimadrega Lemadrega Vimlo Yale Lemala Yered Mata Mata Chaschon. If you don't go up, you're down. Now we have mincha, shachris. Mincha has to be better than shachris. We did shachris a while ago. Mincha soon has to be hoysofa and mincha above shachris. And Mariv daven at night. Hashem shall help us. Mariv better than mincha. Shachris better. Everything better. See how what's perhaps better? Eda hoysofa. Eda new kavana in a few words. Then that's called you're being ola. See, we can't go in one daga. So who are the marriage? Marriage is very, very delicate. Marriage is very delicate. Ish v'isha, kesha ish v'isha has to go always up. Can't be say it's good. People saying it's good. It's fine. You know, nice. Happy with her. Happy with me. Good. Rav Nota said a story. There's a story that and Rav Zalman Meltzer. Rav Zalman Meltzer. There was the Roshiva of Kletsk, Slutsk. So Slutsk was a Hashem person there in Slutsk. There always was some lave to whatever the tzibur needed. They needed chizuk in Shtayim Mikra, Yor Kuntri Shtayim Mikra, davening, everything, whatever he saw in the tzibur needed chizuk, he wrote on this Kuntri. Then he became 80 years old. He figured, 80 years old, I'm a little older, I should rest a bit. So at 80 years old, he thought the rest a bit, and he lost right away his eyesight. Went to a doctor. Doctor examined him and said, Adoni, you already had no eyesight 17 years. Why are you coming now? So hear this. So Rav Zalman said, we see from this, he should have lost eyesight 17 years ago. But the b'schus to contrace him, Hashem gave him. Once he stopped, he lost Meikara. My friend. We have to be Ola always, Ola. Every davening, a new Havana in some words. And now marriage, every day, a new marriage. We have to have a mailer day. And we have to work on this. And that's done. See, we think it's mailer. We're married, happy. Yeah, mailer, it's all mailer. No mailer. We have to think about a mailer day. Be some leave to mailer day. Be some leave to mailer day. And think of, that's done. See it, but think it over the mailer. Think it over. That's done. Be some leave. Think it over. You see a mailer, you see some mailer which you never saw before, so strike. Now you see a new mailer, so think about it, with some left to it, then you're being older. That is something basic in marriage. Marriage goes on and on, you know, every day, second day, third, fourth, year, 10, 20. Then I say, but it's nice, very nice. But then the Goyen says, here, the Holy Goyen says, it goes down. The Holy Goyen says, nothing stays the same, up or down. So we have to go up. So you have to get a bit of effort, a mile a day. And so something new every day. A new thing, you're with her all the time, you see her. So you'll be some lab to her, and some inyan, and a mile a day, see? Something. And if we do that, there'll be aliyah. There'll be aliyah gedola. This simple thing, seeing a mile a day is aliyah gedola. Just seeing a mile a day. Something small, a mile a day, something. And then you'll do it, then it will be niflum, then you'll grow and be oiler. That will be oiler, there'll be ava, kesha, everything. Marvelous. Just telling us, looking at a mile a day. Hear this? Something very basic. We should do that. A mile a day. And be misbrining in the mile. That's done. See mile, wow, this is a good mile. Be misbrining in the mile. If you do that, then there'll be niflum. It's all totally in us. Everything's totally in us. How marriage goes totally in us. If we have a mile a day, it will be marvel. We have to get sechel. Not the Tzahora says, it's fine. Everything's fine. Let's go on, learn, daven, do mitzvahs, and fine. But the Yetzer HaTov says, what I'm saying here, the Yetzer HaTov, look at a mile a day, one a day, and think about it. Be misbunning about it, then you'll see her better, and she's margish. How you think of her, well, not well, the many levels of how you think of her. She'll say, well, I think he holds me well. Hi, very nice. Wow, nifla. She won't tell you, but everything is nister, but it's very kosher. It's a very very kosher. See, this is the biggest sword now holding on the Meraglim. This is a biggest sword on the Meraglim. It's also Nogea Ishvisha. The Meraglim had a terrible mikshol, they fell. Now, but the Noshim of the Dora Midbar, no. Noshim, everyone lived. The women of Dora Midbar, no one fell, everyone lived. It says Rashi, not here, in Pinchas. It says Rashi, HaNoshim, the Nigzur Meraglim, Lefi, they loved Eretz Yisrael. They loved Eretz Yisrael. Mela, the Eretz Yisrael, it's all nothing. Whatever they said, nothing. Whatever the Meraglim said, yeah, it's a mistake. Because they loved. If you have chiba, you don't see any chesaron. No chesaron. Everything is good. Hear this?
But where did they get it from? Why'd they have it in Manah?
Right. It's a good shayla. They had chiba Manah. It's E and Y. But they had chiba. Also the eagle. No ego, no meraglim, nothing. And the Anoshim, says Rashi in Pinchas, didn't love Eretz Yisrael. They go back to Mitzrayim. The women said, you want a chuza, slavchad, and who are then everyone, but the men, not so they, chiba. Say, chiba of Eretz Yisrael, no chesronah. So who are then? A wife. You love her, you see her, maila, wow. You say, wow, nifla. You don't see any chesronah machal. No chesronah. Everything is good. Here, mago, everything is good. You see, because you see a maila and you're misbrainin. This is a very, very important thing. Maila and misbrainin. See, this is a shai tshuva says a very crucial thing, very important thing. See, we have to learn Musar and do it. So it says in Musar, then we'll have a good life. See, it says in shai tshuva that there are 10 mitzvahs, the ikar mitzvahs, and one mitzvah is the maila of zichron chasodim, misbrainin by him. That's them litzkor chasodim. Hisbonen by him, Misbonen and Chazdei Hashem, like it says, Misbonen and Chazdei Hashem. So who then your wife, Misbonen, Misbonen Chazdei Hashem? And that's from today we're going to do tshuva. Today is the Erev Shabbos tshuva. We have to do tshuva today. We're going to we're gonna fast try and say we're gonna daven for Shabbos one tshuva, and then we're gonna mizbanin in a matter of our life one a day. That's all. But we think about it, and then we're gonna have a life of Gan Eden. That's what say. There's a ma'isa and Rav Yerucham that I heard is a kosher person named if Rav Rechia Shanker Shlita. He's a Talmud. He's the Mir. He's a shiva called Shankers. Ever heard Shankers shiva? So he's an older person. Shlita should be well. So he told me a ma'isa. He learned in Bir Yaakov, Bir Avoba. Avoba was a mashkiach Bir Yaakov. So he told me a ma'isa. He heard from Rav Avoba. Then Rav Avoba said a ma'isa. Then a ma'isa and Rav Yerucham. Then Rav Yerucham. In the beginning of his life, where there was a mirror, some reason his wife didn't live in the mirror. She lived somewhere in some other town, and Rav Yerucham was living in the mirror most of the year. He came home. He was living in the mirror, and she was living in a different town. So it happened once that the Rav Yerucham had to go for the mirror to some town somewhere out of the mirror, a town near where his wife lived. So he figured he's near her. He'll meet her. So he sent word to her that she should meet him not in her town, in the town where he'll be, in the house of the Rav of this town. Very nice. So then now the Rav of this town was the classical love of the whole area, because the Rav of this town knew his wife from childhood. They knew they're married. I knew them. They're married. They knew they're married from childhood. From childhood, they married. Very happy. Psst. Well, so this Rav, that was the story of this Rav. He knew his wife from childhood and married her. They're very happy. So Rav Yerucham's wife came to meet her husband in the house of the Rav of the town. He spoke to her for a while, and the wife of the Rav said that her love was Ephes. Clapping the Rav of women are very sharp, and they know they can see very well. So the wife said that her love to her husband was very hushy, but nothing compared to the love of Rav Yerucham to his Rebbetzin. So a ma'isa and Rav Yerucham. So yeah, we have to love them. That you could love them. Now we have something simple. A ma'ala day. That's all. Now, this is the Kabbalah. You have to say every day a new Kabbalah. This is the Kabbalah of today. Erev Shabbos Shlach. Chav Sivan, we have a mile a day, and think about it. Then a few minutes, think about it. Then our whole life will change. Unbelievable. It'll change, go up, have a mile, and there'll be something Oyem V'Noyer happening in your house. Because you have a mile, you know it, you think about it, you see it, and your wife will be very happy without telling you. It's all Nister. Without telling you, and there'll be Nifla. I said, we'll say there's a very nice midrash here. Yeah, kind of there. It's always brought down, so we have to say what he said. This midrash here, Meresh Nerva. See, this is a Tanya called Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rebbe speaks in Gemara. It's Chiddushim. Everywhere he says Chiddush. Whatever he says, anywhere he's speaking Chiddushim. This is something marvel. This Kiddush here, maybe the highest, very high. So he says here, a ma'isa nerva. It says here in the Shashirim, Nagila, Nisukha Bach, a ma'isa. Ma'isa b'isha, b'isha achas, b'tzido in a certain town. They were married 10 years, and no children. They came to Shem Bar Yochai. They have separated the Mishnah in Yevamis. They must separate. They have to have. They have to approve. They have to separate. They want to separate. So he told them a big kiddush. Amar lahom. This is a kiddush neirim oid. He said the same way that you married machal and mishnah. You can't separate them. They must separate to machal and mishnah. You have to make. Rav Chaim would say what the rabbi said. You have to hire a hall. The main hall in his time was the Malon HaMerkaz, and if you ever heard of it, it's a certain Malon HaMerkaz. Everyone married there, so yeah, you have to hire the Malon HaMerkaz, and have food, everything, and then have like a wedding of separation, Kiddush Mavon. So it says here in the Medrash, they did it. They didn't. The whole time said, we do it, what it says. But also, they made a yontif. And the husband became shikr. And in the shikras, he told his wife, Biti. Now he's calling her Biti. Re'i, kol chefetz tov, the best thing in my house, go, take, now we're separating, and go back to your base Abba. Take the best thing in the house, go back to base Abba. That's it. We did what the Tana said. Now we're separating. Me'os osahi. Then the Baal fell asleep. She told her avadim shvachos to carry him in his bed to Beis Abba. So he woke up. he said, "BT, where am I? You're in Beis Abba. Where? Why? We're separating." He said, "You told me the best thing in the world I can take, and you're the best thing. Mavo, you're the best thing." Ain't chayfetz tov be'olam yosera mimcha. This is how it has to be every marriage. Every marriage should be as a halvai. If we do our new kabbalah of today, we're going to have that this is the best in the world. That they came back to Shimon. They said, Rebbe, they told Rebbe, we want to stay together. We're not separating. Daven for us here. Daven for us. So he davened. And they had children. Hear this, Mavo. Medrus, Mavo. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz said, "What's that here? Who told Rav Shimon this new kiddush? Doesn't say in the Shas when the place gave such a kiddush, they have to make yontiv. What happened here?" So Rav Chaim said something. Mavo moy. Rav Chaim had a schus narrative to think, saying kiddushim there are emes. Which is no one said before. He said chidushim. Hashem gave him chidushim. So he said avada. The halacha is the Mishnah Imamis separate. But he said Rav Shimon understood. Shimon Ben Chai, the holy Tana, understood. They're separating not only us. That now they already married 10 years. Yeah, it's really not no bo'er. It's no bo'er. The marriage is not bo'er anymore. No bo'er. No, but yeah. Say let's avada. We have a missionary mummies. We separate, but they themselves weren't so together. So struck. So Rav Shimon said chiddush that's not the Mishnah. Mishnah and mummies we separate because of the poor rule. If you still want to separate, that's no Mishnah at that. And Rav Shimon said it's something marvel that we're gonna renew the marriage. We're gonna renew. Renew the marriage. We'll make a chiddush, make a yontif, a big surah, a big hall. Then we'll see what's gonna happen. We'll see. They want to separate, not separate. And maybe I'm allowed to eat. Could be Hashem should help me. I'm eating. That they came to a big tanna. You came to Esther Chavetz Chaim. I want children. Rabbi Yaron Kotler didn't have children. His shrei said, "Well, let's Esther Chavetz Chaim." Chavetz Chaim said, "Children." So Rav Shimon is a brother of Chavetz Chaim. They didn't ask for a bracha. They said, "We want to separate." That maybe I'm saying a raya. Just doesn't need raya, but maybe we're allowed to ask a raya. They didn't ask for a bracha. Ask for a bracha. He's a Tana Oyom. He can do anything. He's a brother of Chavetz Chaim. No, they said we're separating. Maybe that's a raya that they want to stop separate. Yeah, the lady said, "No, Rebbe, daven for us." They said, "Daven for us." Yeah, we can't. We love each other. We can't separate. Hear this, Magal. So Mela, we have to renew the marriage. Renew it. Make a chiddush. Make a yontif and kakavi. They made a new marriage. Then she said, BT, my daughter, take everything you want, anything you want. She says, "You're the best thing." And she took him and the Medrash says, the Medrash says that Rav Shimon davened to Hashem. Now what's chus? What does Shimon? What does Shimon tell Hashem? He told Hashem that this woman said the Baal is the best thing I had. That's the schus Rav Shimon told Hashem. Daven the schus there and their children. Hear this, mother. Something. This marriage is Alice rule. Something. The Mila in Shir Hashirim, Perek Aleph, and then the pasuk Nagila v'nismecha bach. And the beginning Perek Aleph in the in the beginning, middle of Perek Aleph. So that's a schus. That's schus that each one holds the other one. There's no one else in the world. You are the only one in my world. She and him are one in the world because they love each other. They hold each other. They're happy with each other. So that's a schus of children. Something magical. But you see from this Indian marriage marriage turns to mother. A year, 2 years, yeah, it's nice, go. Shabbos, Yontif, Sukkot, again, everything again, yeah, nice, but so the Goyin says, Chiddush. So Rav Shimon said, I'm making a Chiddush, Shimon Chai. I'm making a Yontif, making a new wedding, everything, a wedding, music, whatever they did there, and there'll be a new marriage. If we haven't got that, we're not making a new marriage, we're not making going to the hall, we have to make like we said, every day a Mila, every day a Mila. It's like a new marriage, a Mila, but a Mila, I think about it. If you think about 5 minutes, it's nice. 10 minutes, better. Half hour, better. Then, wow. Half hour, wow. It'll be Arashimayim. So call Moshe Mosifendo. That's it, but we'll do this. Maybe. See, we have to have, it's all totally in us. Everything's totally in us. Whatever, if we hold her haracha very chashid, then she'll be very very chashid, and then there'll be a life that Rechem Shlevitz 10 a day something out of this world. Rabbi said Rechem had a big lathe, 10 a day, big lathe. But it's to us one a day, but really, that's time. Pretending, faking, make a real life. You have to start living real, not pretending, faking, real. Real, start living real, so this is real. Living real is real. This is how you live real, a mile a day, but really thinking about it, being with Brennan about it, that's a mile a day. Something out of this world. So marriage can't be with mother. When your mother is not good. Not good. Right. If you hear in learning the Torah Kiddush, so go over it. You're a new marshal. You didn't know before. Go over it. Rabbi Shlevitz, if you heard new marshal, tell me, you knew everything, but you go over 20 times, Alamakon. To get it, then you have to get everything. Limud Torah, whatever you get, and if you have any chiddush, get it. Don't stop, leave it. Get it. Go over it. Go. We took Chaza. Chaim said shmuzing. Sunday night at 6:30, packed. Everyone came. There was no room to stand. So I and some others. Chaza shmuzing. We looked up every man makom, whatever he saw. Whatever we try to look at, then those that looked up got more. Those that heard it also got something. But those that look up and try to see what he said and what it says. This medrash is something magical. If you want to get married, you have to. This medrash is very important. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai came to Adargus Atzumas. So Rav Shimon, he says everything. He says something more than. Okay, so maybe this want to honor our wife, honor her. We have to get her mileage. That's all, her mileage and more mileage, more mileage. That's here. I heard from a chaver that's older than me. There's a chaver who learned than me before me. Told me that he heard from Rav Chaim Shlevitz. The Chaim Shlevitz was a son, was a enikel of the altar of Nevada. Of the Nevada, and Rav Chaim didn't see the altar in Nevada. He saw only his uncle, Rav Ram Yafin, saw him. So Rav Chaim said that his uncle, Rav Ram Yafin, said that his shver, the altar in Nevada, knew in the Rebbetzin of the altar in Nevada, altar milas. He knew thousands of milas in the Rebbetzin of the altar in Nevada. The altar knew in her. Thousands of males, kids. Hashem should help us to get some. So now we have one Kabbalah, simple. a matter of the day and think about it, and we'll get it, and we'll hold it for, and we'll be shlugam b'karacha, no chesronos, only malice, and we'll have all the yeshuas. Let's say something on the haftorah. There's a haftorah nora here of rachav, right? Haftorah. So just to say one the Rashi says it, something very nora. So says Rashi in the haftorah in Yeshua base that the miraglim were Pinchas and Kalev. They were the miraglim. Pinchas was already a malach. Says Rashi. So they went to rachav. And they hid by her, and the whole thing happened over here, and they had a escape. They shouldn't find them. So Rachav told them an etzah how to escape. She says, go hide in the mountains, and the people that they will look for you. After Shalosh Yamim will look, and they won't find you, and they'll go home, and you go back to Eretz Yisrael. So it says in Rashi, Rasa Beruch HaKodesh, that they're going to leave for 3 days, and so the Ruch had Ruch HaKodesh. She's a Gioris. And when she became a Gioris, and she Ruch HaKodesh. See, she got a Daga, a Tuma, a Tshuva, we're all, and she came Ruach HaKodesh. She did Tshuva Amiti. She'll help us do Tshuva Amiti. We should have a big katzacha.
What's the shot that
we call
her? What's
the shot that we call his wife Biti? Biti, right. That means that's
Biti, because he loves her.